The Jazz of the City, 91.9 FM, WCLK. We're also online at WCLK.com. I tell you, it is just a beautiful, beautiful day, though I haven't been outside since about 9:45 this morning. Whenever this music just feels this good, you already know you're having a beautiful day. In the background, Mr. Joe Gransden. And as I said earlier, he is a trumpeter, he's a singer, but he's also an entertainer extraordinaire. And we have him here in the Jazz Kitchen with us. Good afternoon. You hear all of that I'm giving you, sir? Entertainer extraordinaire. That is most certainly you. Tell us how you've been doing, sir. I know you have been in and around Atlanta, but talk to us about what you've got going on.
I've been doing great, Nicole. It's good to see you. I'm excited about Friday Jazz at the High. We'll be there this coming Friday, which is, what, March 15th?
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about that, and I'll have the group with us, the quartet. Kenny Banks on piano, Neil Starkey on the bass, Clay Hewlett on the drums, and John Sanford may join us on tenor saxophone, so that's going to be a great time, a lot of fun. Friday Jazz is always fantastic, so we're excited about that. And the big band's going strong. We're still doing Cafe 290, the first and third Monday of every month. That's going great, and life's been wonderful. Life's been fantastic. You're looking fantastic, as usual, and I've been enjoying listening to your show. Yeah, everything's great. You okay?
I'm doing good, and I'm looking fantastic. This is such an off day, but I knew I had to get spiffied up when you were coming here. I always got to look good for you, because you're always looking good and sounding good, my friend. When it comes to Friday Jazz at the High, and really just you performing, you really do it all. Because I noticed, Joe, there's some people that when they perform, you know, they really are just into their instrument, but you're just into the entire experience. Let's really talk about that. What just motivates you when you're in front of that crowd?
Well, that particular venue, you know, the crowd is right there up on top of you, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And it's exciting, and it's usually a fantastic audience, a lot of people, a lot of big jazz fans from around the city. We're fortunate to have a little bit of a following, so they come out, and it just really motivates us to put on a good show for them. Sometimes we play gigs or shows where we're more in the background, but not at the High Museum. They want us to swing, to put on a show. And we feed off the crowd. We really enjoy, you know, listening to what the audience is expecting. If they're dancing, if they're clapping loud, over a particular vibe of a song, we'll continue with that. So it's just, man, it's a thrill to be there. And I found out from the gentleman that books the Friday Jazz there that we've been there, my band has been there every year for 10 years.
Wow.
Which is exciting, which is really an honor to be a part of. We love it there, so it's going to be great.
All right, and I have to say, I'm not going to say how many times I've been there out of that 10, over those 10 years, but the many times that I have been there and I've seen you perform, it's always just a great, great crowd reaction, because again, you are not just a trumpet player, you're not just a musician, you are a full-on entertainer. You make sure that that crowd is really getting what you're giving as far as that wonderful energy, and I say they love that.
Well, thank you. I think they're clapping for you, too, though. When you're there, are you going to be there, by the way?
Of course.
When you are there, the whole room just lightens up. Folks, when Nicole's up there, she introduces us. She wears one of those $7,000 dresses. She comes out and does her thing, and the crowd goes nuts. I love having you there. I wish one of these times, I wish you would sing a tune or do a little duet with us or something.
You know what? One day, I'm going to start shaking off that nervous energy, and I'm going to get up there, and I'm just going to have a good time with you guys. But I still always really just have a lot of fun. You got to watch out for this guy. But speaking of watching out, Miss Marcy Tate from the High Museum, you're here with us this afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oops, got to get your microphone up. Say that again. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very, very good. Let's talk about the High Museum and this wonderful exhibition of Frida and Diego. How's that been doing? I just keep hearing a great, great buzz about it.
It's been doing fantastic. Our patrons are really, really enjoying it. And I'm so excited that folks can see it when they're out this Friday for Friday Jazz. As you mentioned, it's all the work of Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera, who a lot of people know them as, you know, they're famous Mexican artists, and they were also husband and wife. So this exhibition features 80 of their paintings and works on paper, and then also 30 photographs of them as a couple, and it really shows, you know, the depth of their work and the ways that they influence each other, and then really tells the story of their love affair. So it's a great, you know, date night if you're looking to take your wife out, or, you know, it's actually a once in a lifetime chance to see this exhibition because the High is the only U.S. venue for it.
Wow. And I remember last month, I think it started or it debuted around Valentine's Day, which is great because those two were a married couple that just worked together, did art together, and I think fed off of each other when it comes to that especially.
Yes.
So we want everybody to get on down to the High Museum of Art. You know what, Marcy, I say that, but the High Museum has such a following that people already have those calendars marked and they're just excited about that date. Don't you find that with the High Museum?
Oh, yeah. Every third Friday, you know, we've got those folks who are, you know, get there at 4 and they're in line ready for the jazz to start. So, you know, and then we have lots of groups out during the week and, you know, great crowds on the weekends. So it's, you know, it's always a good time when you come to the High.
That's right. Some of them get there before me. So, you know, they are very, very serious about that. Now, Mr. Joe Grandston, who have you got coming to hang out with you? Because, you know, you're very popular. You might bring somebody out from Hollywood, knowing you, but who's coming to play with you this
weekend? Oh, my goodness, putting me on the spot. Well, my band that night, Friday night, Kenny Banks, the one and only Kenny Banks on piano. As a matter of fact, I just did a CD, a brand new recording. Kenny Banks and I did it together, just a duo.
Wow.
Just trumpet and piano, very mellow, very relaxing, and we're kind of working together on this, and we're doing some concerts just as a duo. So I'm really excited to have Kenny there. Neil Starkey's on the bass. Clay Hewlett's on the drums, and looking at having maybe John Sanford on saxophone. We're working out the details now. He's very expensive. You've got to fly him in. He lives here, but he wants to be flown in. You know what I mean? Like, he'll drive to like Raleigh, and then we got to fly him here. He's a real pain. We're gonna have a good time though. The band is just killing. Just swinging.
Definitely. And as you can see, again, not only is he just a great entertainer, ladies and gentlemen, he's a wonderful person. Always, I can never know what to expect from you, but you always make me laugh, and it's just always great spirit around.
I love making you laugh.
Yeah, you do. You always like catching me off guard, too, which is very hard to do. I'm always the one that catches them. But
what are you going to wear Friday?
I won't know until Friday.
Really?
Come on now, you're married. You know how us women do. I won't know until that day.
Oh, I thought you had something
special
picked out.
But because it's
going
to be for you, mm-hmm. I will make sure that it's just awesome. Okay, I promise you that. Just that I know that you're going to promise us an awesome show, right? Five to 10?
Yes, 5 to 10. And I'm going to wear a special dress also for you. Can I have my picture taken with you?
Of course.
Okay.
All right.
I can't wait till Friday.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Grandston, again, not just a musician, but just a wonderful, wonderful person. 5 to 10 at the High Museum of Art. He's already said, be encouraged to dance, get up, and just feel good on that day, and I always encourage people to do the same. So I can't wait to see you there, Joe.
Thank you. We're going to have a good time. We're going to rock it out.
As always, and thank you too, Marcy, for stopping by. I'm sorry, why do I keep doing that to you? You better say thank you again.
Thank you for having us.
All righty. HIGH.org. Ladies and gentlemen, get some more information on those tickets. But right now, we're going to get right back into the music. This is Joe Grandston with Atlanta's own Russell Gunn. Am I correct?
Russell and I did a record on Hot Shoe Records, a CD, a tribute to Kenny Dorham, and it has not been released yet. This is kind of a little premiere of it. It'll be out in about 2 months, and Russell and I are great friends and decided to do a recording together, so we're excited about it.
All right. Well, here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Atlanta's own. We've got so much talent. We've got to claim it. Mr. Joe Grandston on the Jazz of the City.